Actually, here in Senegal, some people call it corruption. Of course, Watt is known for giving money to anyone he meets in the state house. I mean, he is well known for that. Sometimes he receives like Senegalese dignitaries or anybody and can give you a big envelope of money, full of money. What shocks Senegalese like, Mr. Segura works for an international institution, the IMF, and he is very well paid. Do you need to give him that money while your own people are suffering? They don't have enough money, you know, to feed themselves, to go to school, etc., etc.
And I understand that the opposition is calling for an investigation.
The opposition, of course, is making a small noise. It's not like countries where if you do such things, people will go in the streets to demonstrate. Here the opposition is calling itself a Republican opposition, meaning we're not going to fight them. We have to fight them in a Republican way, like what we can do using the law. So President Watt himself is saying that the only opposition he has in this country is the media, because the media are sort of watchdogs.
A member of the opposition legislator, Mbaye Niang, said he would like to put the president in court for spending national money illegally.
The parliament is composed by 150 MPs, and 139 are from the president's camp, you know, from the PDS, and they follow whatever they are told. You have the upper chamber, which is the Senate, which is composed by 100 people. And out of 100 people, 65 of them were nominated, not elected, but nominated by President Watt himself. So take it from the upper or lower chamber, Mr. Mbaye Niang can try whatever he wants. It will go nowhere because the parliament itself belongs to the same party than President Watt.
The IMF official, Mr. Segura, do you think he contributed to this?
Of course, because he knows what the rules are with his institution. He knows that he can't accept that amount. Even though he's saying that when he went to his place that he saw the amount and he decided to carry that money with him to Europe to discuss with the Bureau of Ethics in the IMF, the best thing he could do was to leave the money there. Even if it cost him to miss his plane, he can go back to the State House and say, I can't accept this. Or he can call the press or call whoever he wants and say, okay, I was offered this money. I can't accept it. Our rules in the IMF can't accept that. So the fact that he accepted to carry the money may be a sort of acceptance, you know. Like, if nobody saw him in the airport, what would happen, you know? It's because the money was seen in the X-rays in Dakar Airport that maybe the guy decided to declare that he was given that money.
Do you think President Watt is in trouble for giving out this money, or this is nothing for him?
Absolutely not. People will discuss in the living room, in the offices, and that's it. I mean, there will be no consequences, actually. Because this is not the biggest scandal we face in this country. We have so many scandals, like his son is accused of embezzling such a huge amount of money here. We're talking about billions and billions that was embezzled by his son. But who cares? I mean, everybody knows, and the son is the most powerful minister in the whole cabinet.